And we are at Blue Sky Diner right here in Stratford. And we've got the superintendent here, Heather Borges, sitting across from me. Heather, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me.
So, Heather, I have to share, and I know that you're like me. You're like, listen, I'm just doing my job. I was told, though, by a little birdie that you are officially, you have all the papers in. You are now officially the superintendent. Because last year you were interim, but yes. Now we're not there. This is permanent. This is it. This is the thing. So congratulations.
Thank you. Yes, I finished my 093 courses and everything's been submitted.
There it is.
Excited to be the superintendent, and now I have dropped the acting off.
There it is, the acting. There it was. I was going to say that's where we were last year, but I'm very glad. And I'm glad to see that things are looking great in Stratford. One of the things that I actually put in my news earlier this year was Connecticut is being recognized on a national level, specifically Stratford, at the 2026 Day of AI and AASA Leadership Fellowship and America's Youth AI Festival in Boston next month. That is a mouthful, but man, it has a lot of impact. Talk about this.
Yeah, we are extremely excited to have been selected. So two students and one superintendent from every state has been chosen to go to this Day of AI in Boston. It's a partnership between AASA, MIT, and i2 Learning. And so we have two students, Bina and Anthony. Bina's from Stratford High School. Anthony is from Bunnell High School. And they get to be student senators. And they're going to go to the Day of AI and discuss the future of AI. And they're going to help draft recommendations for ethical use of AI policy for the nation. When that comes out from those students, it'll be shared nationwide. We'll be able to bring those tools back to Stratford. These two students are dynamite. They have put in a ton of effort. They've done student profiles. They've done a ton of research, 6 to 7 hours of research on AI and exactly what it means to have ethical use of AI and how it can support our students appropriately. And they're going to be making proposals for this draft policy that's going to come out of this student's group, and the superintendents that are going to support them. So we're so excited to head up there, and this is all funded and paid for by AASA, MIT, and i2 Learning. So it's at no cost to the district, and we were at the cutting edge of creating AI policy in Connecticut, so I understand why Stratford was chosen. We've been doing a lot of work. We have already been implementing the Day of AI curriculum with our students for ethical use,
so
K-12.
Okay, I was going to ask, first of all, how Stratford got, not to say, like, how did that happen? But, I mean, when you look at 169 municipalities, like, how did Stratford get highlighted? So you kind of answered that question. But, I mean, when you also talk about high schoolers who are crafting what could be federal legislation around AI, holy cow, that's a lot to even process. How has Stratford been implementing kind of AI, if you will, but also how did Stratford, you know, I guess, get recognized, not just across the state of Connecticut, but across the country to be part of this?
So last year, we put a task force together, and it was our AI task force. We knew it was coming. We were working already with the state. I have a very strong IT department. Matt Rivers is the director of technology, and then Dr. Michelle Eckler is the director of instructional technology. So together, both of those two were already in connection with the state. We knew this was heading towards us. The state was saying, these are the data approved AI programs. This is what you can use. So we knew we needed to update our policy.
Totally.
We put a task force together. It had members of the community, parents, principals, teachers, everyone who would be impacted by that. We surveyed our students and we drafted the very first AI policy, knowing we were going to be updating and changing this policy on a regular basis as the technology changed.
Wow.
That policy went through the policy committee, and then the new Board of Education that got elected approved it in the fall, and then we started implementing our first policy and making sure that it was due. But then on top of that, the technology department got a grant from ISTE, Pinterest, to be able to really dig into the ethical use of AI and have a student task force and work on all of those things. And so AASA, which is a superintendent's agency, knew that Stratford had already done a lot of this work. And so when they
were on their
voting,
radar.
When they were voting to select, they selected Stratford, and our students are amazing. So I think it was a perfect choice, and they are going to represent Connecticut well at MIT this summer.
That's amazing. I definitely want to follow up, especially if we could get, I mean, if we get the students, that's great, but even get a report back of what came out of that that day, and certainly Stratford's impact on the national scale. I think that is so cool. We have Heather here, who is the superintendent of schools in Stratford. Also wanted to talk about, you know, we talk about AI. Let's talk about also connecting, you know, through social media and even podcasting. You guys have a podcast now?
We do. We do. From Forest to Shore.
Oh, that's so cute. Yeah. I love that.
And that is Stratford. From Forest to Shore. So it's a beautiful podcast. We have students on it. We've had board members on it. Some of our administrators. So they drop a podcast about every 2 weeks. And I suggest you watch it.
I certainly will. Yeah, no, listen, I'll do all the things for sure. What do you guys talk about?
They talk about a wide variety of topics. They will talk to you about how we're implementing the new reading program. They have students from our pathways, our CTE pathways, that have come on to speak about how powerful those pathways are, the nursing pathways, the culinary pathways, and what they do for them. They have had board members come on to talk about the impact that they have as a board member within our district. They've had our arts department head come on and talk about all the amazing things we do K through 12 with the arts and music. They've had some athletes come on and talk about sports. So they really try to keep a wide variety. And the idea behind it is to help community members understand what's going on inside of Stratford and the work that goes on behind the scenes.
So people can get that podcast through?
It's everywhere.
Amazon
Music. It's everywhere.
All the places where you would expect to get a podcast. That's very... And what's it called again?
From Forest to Shore.
I love that. That is really, really cool. And we're nearing... What's crazy is we're nearing the end of the school year. Any big plans going into next school year? I know obviously you guys passed your budget, but how are you kind of feeling? You know, I know it's almost summer vacation, but how are you feeling going into next school year? Do you feel like you're in a good place?
We really are. I feel that since 2023, when I started this position, I really have always felt supported. So we have a wonderful group in the teachers union, a wonderful group in the administrative union, our nurses union, our paraeducators union. We have our very first ever paraeducator of the year this year. Because all of these groups are working collaboratively, and I have very supportive boards, we've been able to make a plan to move forward, and we've been able to commit to that plan. So this year we did ask for an increase in our budget, and I'm very thankful that the town was able to support that ask. We are adding, you know, two new CTE positions at the high schools, which are huge because students really love those college and technical pathways.
Oh, sure. It's huge.
And
huge deal.
It is a huge deal right now, and it's really tying into our portrait of a graduate. So when you ask about next year, we worked really hard this year to spread our portrait of a graduate, which is the life skills that need to become the focus and the center of education.
Amen.
And
can you just talk to the whole state about that and figure out how every district can do something like that? It's true, though. It is true.
It really is.
We need to make that more about...
We want to build communicators, lifelong learners, solution-oriented problem solvers. We want these skills to be what is truly embedded in what we're teaching our students. And so this year, we brought that all the way down to through preschool. So preschool through 12. And you can see that students are talking about, this is the portrait of a graduate, and I'm working on my communication skills and my collaboration skills. And so now it's not just about doing that academic work. It's about what skill is that academic work really teaching you?
What does that amount to?
Right. And how are you going to make the world a better place when you leave, because we created these portrait of a graduate skills within all of our students? So next year, it's time for us to redo our strategic operating plan. And with these new initiatives and the positions, we are set up to really make sure that that strategic operating plan aligns directly with that portrait of a graduate.
That's amazing.
So that everything is rowing in that right direction. I always think of leadership positions like this.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that when I leave, Stratford continues to run in that right pathway, that the systems that are being put in place don't need me. Mm-hmm. When I can walk away and I'm not needed, that means I did my leadership job.
Mm-hmm. Well, you can't walk away anytime soon, Heather, because honestly, your teachers love you, your students love you, the entire district adores you, and I can understand why. And I so appreciate the work that you do. And I appreciate that you can, you know, be part of the Dinertour. It really means an awful lot, so thank you.
I like being here. It's a little nerve-wracking, but
what do you
I
mean?
Enjoy it.
You're perfect. What are you talking about? You have a good time. It's amazing. And you are fabulous. Heather Borges, again, who is the superintendent of schools here in Stratford. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. We are going to be right back with the Brown Roofing Melissa in the Morning Diner Tour after this.